And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down yonder to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. I mean, there's even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, so I'm gonna jump into my last dipper of the day here in a minute, but I gotta read. Did you see Dave from Madison's text?
I did.
Okay, so you heard me say that allegedly one of the things that USAID spent money on was like thousands and thousands of dollars to help fund a transgender opera in Ireland. Dave from Madison just texted in and said, drag leprechauns are sad. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Drag leprechauns are sad. Okay. All right, listen, let's shift gears here for a minute. The southern border. Woo! Third dipper of the day. I'm calling this border wars. But not like using the word euphemistically. Not like using the word figuratively. I'm using the word like in reality. We have battles on the border right now. It's a dicey place in some areas. So first of all, do know this. I pulled this piece because I thought, you know what? I got to mention this. This is huge. Woke Spy has a piece that basically summed up the cost to the taxpayers of the Biden lack of control of the southern border. It's a 50-page report that was, this just blows my mind. President Joe Biden's administration's cost of illegal immigration would be equivalent to the gross domestic product of the 36th largest economy in the world. An estimated $451 billion per year spent just on issues related to the southern border. And, you know, 3.8 million illegals enter the country just, you know, it's more than that. I mean, I'm not sure why they think 3.8. It's way more than that. We had that many almost in a year. Taxpayer dollars also accounted for the costs incurred for health care, education, housing, enforcement to accommodate up to 130-plus million illegal aliens. I don't know where their numbers are whacked here, but the reality is this. It cost a lot of money to fund that lack of effort on the southern border. Well, if you didn't already hear, you know, we talked yesterday about the tariff wars, how Trump basically laid down the law and he threatened economic sanctions against Canada, Mexico, and China. Now, China's ticked and China says it's coming back with counter tariffs. Mexico and Canada immediately changed their tune. Canada's a whole different topic. I can talk about that later. Canada is going to do some things on their northern border, but the southern border is the prime focus of this dipper. And I'm telling you, this article I've got from Fox confirms that both the president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and the president of the United States, Donald Trump, have both confirmed separately through their offices that Mexico has now agreed to deploy 10,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in exchange for Donald Trump delaying the threatened tariffs. Let me just point out something. If you're having to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the southern side of the border, then how big is this problem, y'all? You're deploying division size elements now. That's a massive mobilization. So Mexico has agreed to deploy 10,000 troops just to the border region of Mexico and America. While we already have an estimated, 3,500 troops on the border, not including Customs and Border Patrol? Are you kidding me? What is going on that requires 10,000 Mexican soldiers to be on their side of the border? Well, a lot, apparently. And just so you know, too, and I wondered when this is going to happen. There's a thing called a 287 agreement. I'm not positive, but I think that's what it is. A memorandum of understanding between Customs and Border Protection and the state of Texas was just signed. CBP's acting commissioner, Pete Flores, signed the MOU with the state of Texas that would allow the Texas National Guard to be granted authority to make immigration arrests. So basically, it has deputized the Texas National Guard. Texas National Guard has about 3,000 soldiers on the border right now, working with also with ATF, FBI, and deputy marshals, along with CBP folks. So this is a very robust presence. Texas has been all in. Our Operation Lone Star has been really one of the saving graces of the last 4 years of border issues. Of course, it was a challenged daily by the Biden administration, who fought it tooth and nail. But now we are not only seeing 10,000 Mexican soldiers come to their side of the border, now we're also seeing thousands of U.S. soldiers being granted arrest authority. So this is going to be a whole new day. All right, that being said, piece here from Newsweek. Things you're not hearing on a regular basis. This story came out Thursday. Newsweek, U.S. Border Patrol agents exchange gunfire with Mexican drug cartels. Okay. Southern Border Patrol agents near the Fronton, Texas area reportedly exchanged gunfire at the southern border with suspected drug cartel gunmen. No injuries sustained in the incident near Fronton Island. It's an uninhabited island in the Rio Grande. It's also a disputed territory. But shots were fired between both sides. The scene remained active at the end of that day. No injuries were reported. But that's a significant uptick when you think about it. When cartels are now shooting at U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. I'll go one step further. How about this? Cartels are putting landmines in. Y'all, this is a whole different level. Exclusive from Breitbart. Dateline 2 days ago. U.S. citizen and one other killed by terrorist cartel landmines in Mexico near the Texas border. Says a Texas man and a friend he was traveling with in Mexico died when their vehicle exploded after driving over a cartel landmine. The fatal explosion comes after Breitbart, Texas, reported on prior explosions where innocents sustained injuries. So you got cartels exchanging gunfire with folks on the U.S. side. You've got cartels putting down landmines that are now killing innocent civilians in turf wars between some of the cartel factions. And then you've got, where'd the other one go? I just had another article here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Pulled this one off of LifeSet. LifeSet.com, Dateline 2 days ago. The border battle escalates as cartels begin to target Border Patrol with explosive drones. So we're not talking about, you know, like Reaper drones, you know, we're not talking about Gray Eagle here. We're talking about, you know, the kind you buy at Walmart. But they load them up with grenades and fly them across the border to where they see Border Patrol and just start dropping them. Secretary Defense Pete Hegseth is addressing the issue. Recent memos sent to CBP personnel are now warning about social media posts that are encouraging violence against them and authorizing the use of weaponized drones against U.S. personnel. That's big doings, y'all. That's a lot of big doings. I'll tell you what, I'm going to call for audio clip number 3 here momentarily with Pete Hegseth talking about what they're going to do with the military. But let me grab a quick call. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, man, how are you?
Doing pretty well, except my only kickback, so to say, is those 10,000 National Guard troops or whatever from Mexico going to the border.
Yeah.
And all the cartels there. I mean, how many of them have families and everything that can be pressed upon by the cartel?
Oh, yeah. That's why a lot of times you'll see Mexican units wearing balaclavas because they don't want their faces to be seen.
So maybe out of that 10,000, we maybe have 5,000 trying to do their duty, or maybe 2,500, because somebody's got their thumb on their families in the background.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, I've heard that that's a very big deal for people who try to actually toe the line and do the right thing in law enforcement or in the military. My hope is that when they see that leadership has their back and that they're actually given real missions and given real authority, that it'll change the dynamic. And I think that, too, one Tomahawk cruise missile in the middle of a drug lab will probably help, too. What do you think? I'm just saying.
I think you're now with a hot missile in there. You're cooking meth.
See, man. Kristi Noem, also, by the way, brand new Secretary of Homeland Security, she confirmed that we will be sending some of the worst offenders in the illegal immigration roundups to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. And why not? I'm saying that's a great idea. Tren de Aragua gangs are being rounded up right now. She says, I was in New York City last week. We're going after people that had warrants out for murder, rape, assault, gun purchases, even drug trafficking. Gang leaders that are trying to buy grenades. And we're going to get them off the streets and send them to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I'm for it. In fact, Tom Homan said the same thing. Story here on Newsmax. He said, unauthorized immigrants, the White House deems the worst of the worst, will be staying at U.S. facilities at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. All expenses paid, by the way. Nice little vacation down yonder in the sunny side of Gitmo. But yeah, is there a border war going on? There's a hot war down there. I'm not telling you it's like, you know, going to Ukraine right now and being on the front lines. I'm not telling you it's like Afghanistan, but I am telling you it is not light duty. All right. Listen, soldiers are wearing their IBA and they should, their body armor and they should. I'm hoping that they're being allowed to carry live rounds because they should. And I'm glad to see they've been given arrest authority, which means they can detain people because they should. All that to say, our southern border, if it takes 10,000 Mexican soldiers, then how bad has it been? My God, think about that. If you have to move a division size element into place to help secure just that side of the border, then how bad has it actually been? And on our side, thousands of service members, CBP personnel, and law enforcement. It's just the amount of effort and manpower being put into that southern border reeks of the disrepair that it was in before Trump got elected. All right, we're taking a break. Last break of the day. We'll take the break right now. Y'all, it is Taco Tuesday. Have you got your tacos in mind? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.